I'd like to call the Congressional Appropriations Committee meeting to order. First item on our agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards? Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Putz?
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we're just thankful for the blessings of this weather that you bestowed upon us, dear God, Heavenly Father. As we move through this week, dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you be with our hearts and minds in this decision-making, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, look out upon our elders, dear God, Heavenly Father, especially those that are homebound, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, touch all of our little children, touch their little hearts and minds, dear God, Heavenly Father. And to ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. In your packets, you have minutes from June 21st. Please review them. At this time, also, I'd like to welcome members of the Executive Branch, Assistant Chief. You're welcome to join us at the table.
Mr. Chairman, I would just note that the Controller and the Treasurer are both coming this morning, but you're starting about 9 minutes early, so I'm sure they'll be here by 10:30.
Thank you. The clerk can reflect in the minutes. Assistant Chief is here and reflect in the minutes when Treasurer and Controller are here.
We do have a call in on the air.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking about the
okay.
Air.
The clerk can reflect on page 6. Motion to adjourn. I actually voted no. On the motion to adjourn, I voted no. Chair will entertain movement on the minutes.
approve the minutes of June 21st as amended.
There's a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second, any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is, actually, we can have some discussion here. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONC R 1917. It's a resolution for fiscal year 2020 projected revenue. At this time, I don't know that we're ready to address that. I think the main point of business before this committee is consideration of ONC in 1957. If anyone feels differently, please voice your opinion. All right, without objection, we'll move on to consideration of ONC 1957. Congressman Walker, as vice chair, I give you the floor.
We'll move to agenda item A, this consideration of ONCA 1957, an act to amend 15 ONC section 1A-101, 1A-104, 1A-105, 1A-108, and 1A-109 to insert new sections at 15 ONC sections 1A-112 through 1A-115 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we've discussed at a few meetings, I believe this bill has been on the table for consideration. I think we're close to ready to move on it. A few other amendments have been discussed. The need for other amendments has been voiced. However the body needs to move, I think we need to go. So I yield to questions and...
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It's hard to remember your chair, isn't it, sometimes? Okay, well, I'm looking on the minutes to see where we were, and it looks to me I have a page full of amendments numbered 1, 2, 3, and 4. Looks like we amended. From the minutes indicate, we got one, and it was seconded and passed with 5 yeas. Amendment 2. It was amended in and passed. And then Amendment 3. Amended and passed. So now we're on Amendment 4. Are you planning to?
I believe I had stated Amendment 4 and then we withdrew it with discussion that the treasurer may be able to better define
the language
regarding space cost recoveries and indirect cost recoveries.
Okay.
That was, to my knowledge, where we left off on Amendment number 4, but
and then I think we were going to go talk about what other major changes this amendment to the act does. I think that's where we were. So
correct.
I guess we're waiting on the treasurer still.
We can continue on if the chair would like. Next section is section 6, the authorization to expend non-travel funds. The Osage Nation executive, judicial, and legislative branches in coordination with the Osage Nation treasurer are hereby authorized to expend non-tribal funds received by their respective branch in accordance with the agreements executed by the principal chief on behalf of the Osage Nation and for the benefit thereof. Non-tribal funds that require a tribal funding match shall not be accepted until the tribal funding match has been appropriated. The additional language here is the requirement to report. The treasurer shall report all grants awarding non-tribal funds clerk of the Congress within 10 days receipt. The treasurer shall provide a monthly accounting of expenditures of non-tribal funds for the Osage Nation Congress. Section C here and D is actually folding in a previous section of law that ONCA 1958 repeals. For some reason, you have two sections of code that deal with appropriation legislation. The second section is being amended by 1958. That is the requirement for appropriation. It used to read, this is off the top of my head, that no money may be spent without an appropriation of Congress. The next bill on our item to discuss repeals that section of law and place, this section of law would place it in with the rest of the budgetary law. So it tries to bring it all into one place, but the requirement remains. No tribal funds shall be drawn from the treasurer of the Osage Nation except by appropriation in accordance with the Constitution of the Osage Nation laws. And all expenditure of tribal funds of the Osage Nation must be in strict accordance with the appropriation and laws of the Osage Nation. And see, any person who violates this act by expending tribal funds without appropriation or by directing another to expend tribal funds without appropriation shall be subject to a criminal fine of not less than $1,000 and not to exceed $5,000, or by term of imprisonment in a tribal jail not to exceed 1 year or both, and shall also be subject to a civil fine of not more than $5,000. I believe that language is identical. All it does is simply fold it into the rest of the budgetary law in 15-1A through 1A-101 through 1A-115 at this point. So we can talk about some of the language in A and B, but all it does is change no money may be drawn on the treasury to no tribal funds may be drawn. Because of the previous authorization we're giving them in Section 6, A and B, that says that non-tribal funds can be spent without that appropriation. So they kind of go hand in hand.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
My question was, is are in the definitions portion, the 1A, 114 definitions, are those also definitions that were pulled from that section of law that you feel like need to be included?
Yes.
Okay, so the Department of the Treasury and resolution.
Ms. Fox and Ms. Rebard have arrived and are invited to join us at the table. Welcome.
Mr.
Thanks
Chair.
For being here.
Good morning.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To clarify, Section Title 15, Chapter 2, Section 2201 includes the definitions, the appropriation required, repealer, and a violation penalties. So I believe the only thing that I would be removing is the repealer, because we're repealing this entire section of law and placing it in 15-1A, 101 through 115. So the definitions, I believe, are identical. Treasurer of the Nation, Department of the Treasury, money might have changed in resolution. I worked with legislative counsel to write this. Yes, so we're changing money out for tribal funds.
Okay, so thanks for that summary. We've spent quite a bit of time on this. There have been some amendments made on Friday. It's my understanding that the executive branch and the treasurer and comptroller have been reviewing, and I think maybe they have some comments or some input on the bill or the amendments. Is
Ms. Authority on 1957?
Yes. We haven't, there's been no action taken today. We've basically just kind of, the sponsor, Congressman Potts, has given a summary of where we are, what we've done so far. Said it's been since Friday, so here we are. Just curious, is Treasurer Littleton going to be able to join us as well?
Yes, good deal.
So, I mean, really the rest of this meeting, not only this meeting, but the rest of this special session, which there is an eye for a possible adjournment this afternoon if we can work through this during this meeting. So if a brief recess needs to be taken to allow the treasurer to get here, we can do that. It's this time I would actually ask the executive branch and Ms. Fox how you guys would like to prefer. And I see him walking in, coming right off of Main Street. So, again, if you guys are ready to get into it, Treasurer Littleton, there's been no action taken today. Congressman Potts basically gave a summary of what the amendments have done, where we are, and at this time, it's our understanding that you guys have had a chance to review it over the weekend, Friday afternoon, this morning, and are ready to kind of provide some input. If you guys are prepared to do that right now, that's great. If not, if you want 5 or 10 minutes to get your heads together, that would be fine too. Just let us know the direction that you would like to go. Ms. Fox.
Do you have a copy of the draft with any amendments?
We do. The chair would entertain a motion for a brief recess to the call of the chair. Motion. There's a motion to recess. Is there a second? Okay, well, without objection, we're in recess.